paragraph Yud Beis, Vze Bechinas Meir Koilois Shetoikem Barosh Hashanah. With this, we'll understand also why, when we blow the shofar, we had mentioned earlier that the shofar is Mishpat, Din, judgment. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, judgment day, right? So we're blowing the shofar, we're blowing 100 sounds of the shofar. Ze Bechinas Mem Vesamach Hanal. This corresponds to the Mem and Samach that we spoke about earlier that represent Mishpat. Remember? The Mem and Samach of the Luchos, which were Benes, that little piece inside, you know, stood Benes. And Rabbi Nezal showed over there in Likutei Moharan how the Mem represented Mishpat. The Mem is a square corresponding to the Choshen Mishpat that the Kohen wore on him, that box, that judgment box. And the Samach represents 60. The 60 is Malchus. Shishim Heima Malachos, it says. Malchus is judgment. The Samach is also the name of Botel B'Shishim we spoke about. She'olim Meir. 60 and 40 is 100. Kal yidei koil ha-shofar ma'oirin es ha-mishpat hanal. Because by blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we're activating that mishpat, shayidei ze yoytzei es ha-esh ha-mishpat. This generates that fire of mishpat, v'soireith es hora ha-nechaz behechal ha-kodesh. And it burns away any of the evil that attached itself to this heichal ha-kodesh. The tzaddik who's trying to bring people close to Hashem, and each one of them is coming with their baggage, with their suitcases, their junk, the drugs, and all the terrible stuff. How does the tzaddik deal with that? The answer is when there's shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah, that fire is coming out, and that fire is erasing, it's wiping out all of that ra that would want to attach itself to Reich HaKodesh. Shekol zeu b'chinas mem v'samach. That's the Mem and Samach that we spoke about earlier. Bechinas Shabbos, which corresponds to Shabbos, as we mentioned earlier, that the Zohar HaKadosh says on the Pasuk, Es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru, keep my Shabboses, plural. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that refers to Igula V'ribua, the circle and the square. Bechinas Igula V'ribua, Kanal B'Marnal, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in chapter 59, V'alkein toiken mea koilois. Now you understand the secret why we're blowing 100 sounds at a shofar. Ki mem v'samach oyla mea. Because these two letters, mem and samach, Rabbeinu Zal shows over in Likutei Moharan how those two represent mishpat. They represent different forms of mishpat. And on Rosh Hashanah, which is itself the Yom Hadin, it's a day of judgment. That's not enough. We need this action on our part, the Baal Tokiah, blowing those 100 sounds, that the tzaddik is bringing everybody, welcoming everybody with both hands. So there's all kinds of people coming in with all kind of baggage. We want to make sure that mishpat is there to wipe out the ra. That's one of the functions of the shofar. That's what the 100 koilos of the shofar are going to accomplish. Paragraph Yudalid. Now we come to current events. We're in the 9 days now. Tisha B'Av. Tomorrow night, Monday night, is Tisha B'Av. And Monday night is one of the best. My Rebbe, Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, taught us that if a person has a choice of one night of a year that they would want to be up for midnight, that's probably the night, Tisha B'Av. Because that's the night when we mourn the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Chatzos is approximately 2 a.m. for a person to try to be up for Chatzos. Those for whom it's possible, those who can, even to be zeicha, to be by the koisel, or to be by a mokom kodesh at that time, is super special. For those that can't, Rabbeinu Zal says, wherever your brain is, that's where the person is. Wherever a person's mind is, that's where the person is. Person attaches himself to this remnant of the Beis HaMikdash, because that's the only night of the year where we say Tikkun Rochel without Tikkun Leah. Usually, the rest of the year, either we're saying both, or we're saying only Tikkun Leah. The one night of the year that we're saying only Tikkun Rochel is Tisha B'Av night. It's very, very special. And Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrach himself, him and his students, used to go to the Koisel, even though, unfortunately, there are some obstacles. Unfortunately, even at that time, and more so today, the Koisel is a hangout for thousands and thousands and thousands of boys and girls, men and women. And it's not conducive sometimes to being dovuk to Hashem, etc. each person should make their own decision. There are people who, for that reason, won't go at that time. Those that do go have to try to be careful with Shmira Seinayim, you know, to know that this is the Chatzos of the year when every one of us feels the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Vizel Bechinas Kimas Chatzos. This is also tied into the great privilege of getting up for Chatzos. Getting up for Chatzos, that's the word in Kimas. It's very, very much preferred that a person sleep first and get up. That's breaking the sleep, breaking the night. That's part of this avodah. She'oz nesoyrin me'ashena. Then we wake up from the sleep. U'mizgabrim la'asoyk ba'toyro u'lehisabel al churban beis hamikdash. And we try very hard to study Torah and to mourn over the destruction of the beis hamikdash. Ki ikar churban beis hamikdash hoyo al kilkul hamishpat. Because the main thing that caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash was a spoilage, a deficiency, a defectiveness in Mishpat. If you read those stories in the Gemara, Kamsa Bar Kamsa, well, pages and pages there of Kilkul HaMishpat, of people making mistakes, people doing all kinds of terrible, terrible things, insulting people and all, and taking what wasn't theirs, and all kind of terrible, terrible tragedies. The stories that we read about surrounding the Churban Beis Hamikdash, most of it revolves this inyan of Kilkul HaMishpat. Kemuva b'divrei Rabbi Seinu Zal, as is brought in the words of our rabbis, in the Gemara in Gittin over there, Daf Nun Hey, Vav Zaynach, those Gemaras, in Medrash Eicha, all the different places. She'ikar churban Yerushalayim hoya al she'iv subo esadin. That's the wording in the Gemara. That the reason why the city of Yerushalayim was destroyed was because of ivus hadin, bad judgment, misjudgments. The whole court system was garbage, was wrong, was off in many ways. U'kamay she'kosuv, and as the Pasuk says, ki hafachtem lelano mishpat. You twisted the mishpat out of its seder. And similarly, there are many psukim that speak about the Jews going into exile, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and this is what those psukim are all telling us. All of those psukim are all telling you that the problem was misjudgment, bad judgment. It's because of that that Yerushalayim was destroyed. Ki Yerushalayim ubeis hamikdash hem bechinas heichal hakodesh kemavur b'maimaral. Because as we mentioned earlier, the city of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash, that's the heichal hakodesh. That's the special palace that's being built for Hashem. That's where all Jews are being gathered in to be brought close to Hashem. The close ones and the far ones and the further ones. Umachma she'ikar binyan v'kiyum shel heichal hakodesh l'idei b'chinas mishpat kanal. And because, as we learned earlier, one of the most important ingredients in building this heichal hakodesh and in the kiyum, in this heichal hakodesh being able to stand strong and hold on, is mishpat. That's why the center, the Supreme Court, was in the Beis Hamikdash. Shehu Heichal HaKodesh. The Beis Hamikdash is the Heichal HaKodesh. Kishon Beis Hamikdash Hoyoisten Sanhedrin Gedoyla Belishkas Hagozes. That's where you had the great Sanhedrin, which sat in the chamber, the Lishkas Hagozes. Shemishom Hoyoyotse Hamishpot L'chol Oilam. It's from there that they broadcasted Mishpat to the entire world. That was the highest court body of Klal Yisrael. Ki ikar kiyum HaBeis Hamikdash Shu Heichal HaKodesh L'idei HaMishpat Kanal. Because the main thing that supports the Beis Hamikdash, that keeps the Beis Hamikdash standing up, is Mishpat. It's dependent on Mishpat. Ki ikar birur kol hanitzutzos hakdoshos mitoich haklipos hoya BeBeis Hamikdash. Because the place where the greatest amount of sorting out sparks of holiness from among the klipos, the place where they did that the most and the best, was in the Beis Hamikdash. Ki ikar biru kol, exactly, sheshom hoyu mevarim kol haberurim al yidei hakorbonos v'haktoires shoyim echaprim al kol hachaton. It's in the Beis Hamikdash we had this biru going on, this selection, this extracting the good from the bad, where every person who did anything wrong, where did they go? They came to the Beis Hamikdash and they brought that animal there. And in that, when the, through the whole procedure that was performed on that animal, we extracted the good from it. And that was brought on the Mizbeach, and that was brought here, and the bed was discarded. We sprinkled the blood on the Mizbeach, we offered the insides on this. All that whole procedure with the Kohanim, with the Levim playing their musical instruments, with the Yidden singing, there was so much nuclear energy going on there. What was it all about? Birur of Nitzutzos of Kedusha from the Klipos. Extracting the good, those sparks of good, from among all the bad and evil that surrounded it. The Ktoiris also, the 10 good spices, and the chelbana, which had a terrible odor, which represented the Rishoim. And again, through the offering of the Ktoiris, we were able to extract the good from the Rishoim, like we learned once in the past, that even from Haman, the Gemara says, came forth rabbis who taught Torah to Bnei Israel. That's from the chelbana. Chelbana is Bigimatria Haman. That from there we were able to extract the nitzutz of Kedusha and bring that into Klal Yisrael and to discard what had to be discarded. Shehu b'chinas birur hanitzutzos hakdoshos kiyadua. Those procedures of karbonos and ktoiros are all about this sorting out of holy sparks. V'al kein hoyitzrichen sham b'chinas mishpot. And this is why in the Beis Hamikdash you needed this mishpot kedei lo'orer eish hamishpot, in order to turn on that fire of mishpot lisroif eshora, to burn away the evil, all the evil that once that attaches itself to the kedusha, shelo yisaches behechal hakodesh kanal, so that it should not grab on to the hechal hakodesh and destroy it. Chas v'shalom. V'al kein hoyasham mekoyim hamishpot. This is why. What do you mean they were short on space? They didn't have another place to build a court. Lahavdol today, you got the Supreme Court over here. All kinds of separate buildings. They had to pack it all into one building. The Kohanim playing with the cows and the lambs, and the judges, all, everybody's right on top of each other, right? The answer is, if that's how they did it, you better believe that was the way it needed to be done. That the Mishpat was a critical piece of the puzzle in those Karbonos being able to do what they had to do. It's through that mishpat that took place inside the Beis Hamikdash with that Sanhedrin Agdoila, that's what turned on this fire of Kedusha, this spiritual fire that's able to destroy, to eliminate all the ra. This was also that fire on the altar, on the Mizbeach. Shezeho eish hayosoyref eshora, shelo yisaches b'ha'hechal HaKodesh Kanal. That fire burned away the ra, the evil, negativity, that it shouldn't be able to attach itself to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Hechal HaKodesh. Paragraph Tezvov, we just had in this week's Haftorah, the Haftorah that we read yesterday on Shabbos, Chazoin Yeshayo Ben Omoitz, the last words of that Haftorah, those awesome words, Tzion Bamishpo Tipode, V'shoveho b'tztoka, Tzion, the city of Yerushalayim, will be redeemed with mishpat, and those who return to it, v'shoveho b'tztoka, with charity. You see this critical piece of the puzzle, this mishpat. V'zeh shom rabbi says, this is why the Gemara says, lo monismecho parshas mishpatim, l'parshas hamizbeach. Why do we find that parshas Yisroi, which deals with Yisroi, the convert, at the end of Parshas Yisroi, the last paragraph of Parshas Yisroi speaks about the Mizbeach. Mizbeach Adomo Tasseli, you're not allowed to use metal on it, and all the different laws that last final paragraph of Yisroi, and then it leads right into Parshas Mishpotim, with the courts. So the Gemara asks, what's the connection between the Mizbeach and the courts? Loimar Lecho, to tell you, Shetosim Dayonim Eitzel HaMizbeach, that you should place the judges near the Mizbeach. What in the world does one have to do with the other? They should smell all the roast beef and everything, and what for? Ki eish ha-Mizbeach nimshach al yidei b'chinas ha-Mishpot kanal. Because the fire of the Mizbeach is drawing its power from the Mishpot, from the judgment. V'al kein hoyu adayonim yoshim lasis Mishpot etzla Mizbeach. That's why the judges sat close by to the area where the Mizbeach was. Because it's their mishpat that gave the ruchnius fire to the Mizbeach to be able to accomplish what it needed to.